Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and today we are Romans chapter 3, starting with verse 9. And Paul now comes, as it were, to the final verdict of the first part of Romans. He is proving that both Jew and Gentile are under sin so that he can provide the solution, which is the gospel of the grace of God. Remember, Paul first is showing the problem before he can bring the cure. In Romans 1:18 to verse 32, we see the Gentile is proved to be under sin. And in chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, verse 8, the Jew was shown to be under sin, both by their history and their character of both groups. Now, in verse 9, we read this: What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Now, if you look in verse 1 of chapter 3, the question was, what advantage then has the Jew? And they had an advantage. They had the oracles of God. God gave the nation of Israel an advantage no other nation had. But they could not use that advantage as a ground to think that they were personally better than the Gentile. So in verse 1, they did have an advantage, yet in verse 9, it did not mean that they were better than the Gentiles. And Paul's answer is no in no wise. Why? Because Paul has proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Now, where did Paul prove this? Paul proved it he showed the Jew in chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, verse 8, that they were under sin, and he showed that the Gentile in chapter 1, verse 18 to 32 was under sin. Now notice the term under sin. It's very important. Both Jew and Gentile are under sin's power, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's a horrible slave master. The history of the Gentiles and of the Jews are proof of this awful slavery to sin. They're under its power with nothing that they can do about it. Their history, both of Jew and Gentiles, proves that they neither loved God nor their fellow men. Now, what does Paul do in verses 10 to 18? He shows and he quotes all these Old Testament scriptures to bring home his point. So let's read verses 10 to 18. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now, going back and look at some of these verses, we see that there are none righteous, no, not one. And we saw that displayed in Romans 1:18 to 3, verse 8. There's not one with the right understanding, or not one seeking after God. Now, man is religious, but he's not seeking after God. With all those religions in the world, it was really a departure from God. And the very first question in the scriptures was not man seeking God. It was when Adam fell into sin in Genesis 3, the Lord says, Adam, where art thou? So God is doing all the seeking of the sinner. Man wants a God in their own image. They're not really seeking God. They're trying to convert God into their own image. As we saw in Romans 1, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and it went all downhill from there. Men are always trying to give their own ideas and their own determinations and definitions of God, but God reveals himself. And it says, all have gone out of the way, and together they became unprofitable. In other words, they all came from Adam. Man was unprofitable from the start, from when sin entered into the world, but God allowed history to prove his point there. And it says here, their throat and their tongues and their lips and their mouth. It's almost like Paul is saying, open up and say, ah. When a doctor interviews a patient, the first thing he does is he looks in the mouth. And then in verse 16 and 17, we see the history of mankind, that the misery and destruction are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. All you have to do is look at the daily papers to see this is true. And then finally in verse 18 it says, the reason, the main cause of all this is there's no fear of God before their eyes. They did not give God the glory due to his name, and thus when you don't do that, you basically give up on yourself and you turn to all these horrible things we've read in Romans 1, 2, and 3. But there's good news to come. The gospel of the grace of God is for the worst. And both Jew and Gentile are all under sin, but Paul now is going to provide the cure as we come tomorrow to Romans 3, verse 19 and onward. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.